Beginning your yoga nidra practice with opening up, guiding attention to the senses, to hearing, receiving sounds. The senses fully alive with the sounds of this place, this moment. Taking this moment slowly to transition into your yoga nidra practice. Noticing flavors or tastes. And shapes, colors, images. Each crystal has a unique shape to it, and so much of the metal element has to do with structure and form and shape. So see what images, what shapes show up for you. Maybe the last things you saw before you closed your eyes, if your eyes are closed. Or something from earlier in the day or week, life. Any fragrances or smells wafting in the air? Getting used to or getting acquainted with how this moment feels as it changes. Giving attention to the rest of the body, the back of the head, the arms, the torso. Pelvis and legs. In your own time, tracing the part of the body that's making contact with the ground below it. Where do you feel the connection with the surface below you? Perhaps again, sending your attention down into the ground below, aware of the ground and all the rich minerals in it. The minerals that this body cannot function without. The minerals that nourish the waters that feed all living things. Like the trees that surround our cabin, trees that supported us, those of us who were here in our last retreat, like old friends, trees that give us fire and warmth indoors here tonight. Maybe noticing a subtle joy or gratitude for being here now, at this retreat, at this point of the retreat, at a yoga nidra practice, for simply being here. And noticing what is your intention for tonight's practice, for your practice, for you. What is it that you wish to uncover, reveal, make room for, feel into, honor? illuminate. Perhaps seeking rest and restoration. And gently guiding your attention to your heart center in the middle of the chest. Inquiring with your precious heart as to your heartfelt desire, that intention-like wish that is for something more than this practice, but rather for your life for the next 6 to 18 months. What is it that arises as a longing or a wish or a prayer from your heart, something that you want in your life? Yes. If there is a phrase that arises as to the thing that you want, I invite you to silently repeat it to yourself in a way, putting the words together in a way that speaks it as if it's true. Already. So instead of I want or I will have, I, present tense, in the moment already, as if it were already true. And allowing your attention to find your breath. Experiencing this breath. Not reaching for the breath or going after it, putting any effort into it, but rather letting the breath find you. Letting the breath come to you. As if you were to place your attention at the tip of the nostrils and just watch the breath come in. Watching the breath come in and nourish every cell of your body. And then clear out what no longer serves, what no longer serves, and find its way out. And miraculously, astoundingly, another breath comes at it, at its heels. It's right there. And this happens many times throughout the day. It's happening right now. Touching in now to your inner resource, a power animal, a place, a person, a complete scene that connects you to a feeling of safety and security. What is it for you? Is it a cabin in the woods on a mountainside? Is it a seat on a rock by a waterfall? Is it a tiger or whale, turtle? Is it a crystal or a gem? A parent or friend? Whatever it is, allow it to become fully alive through your senses, alive with color, alive with sound, with texture, maybe a favorite blanket, our favorite stuffed animal. Sense the temperature of this scene, the felt sense of it in your hands if you're making contact with something. The fragrance of it. Your inner resource fully alive and present for you, and either staying with your inner resource now or continuing to tag along for this inquiry, coming back to your inner resource whenever you need. Bringing attention to the left hand thumb, the left hand thumb. Second finger, third, fourth, fifth, back to the left hand thumb, the left hand thumb, tracing a line of sensation up from the thumb to the wrist, through the arm to the elbow, from the elbow up the arm to the shoulder, from the left shoulder to the left lung, left half of the chest, sensing, aware of sensations, left side of the chest, and down the midline of the torso from the chest, down through the abdomen, all the way down to the belly button, tracing sensations. Back up from the belly button, back up through the midline, all the way up to right below the neck, sensing, alive with sensations, pleasant and unpleasant, everything in between, alive, vibrant, vibrant sensations. At some point, pleasant and unpleasant get stripped away of their meaning, and there's a vibrancy of sensations, a naked vibrancy of sensations underneath. Sensing the right side of the chest, the right lung, the front of the lung, the back, inside. The right shoulder. Down the right arm to the elbow. From the elbow down to the wrist crease. And the right hand thumb. The right hand thumb. Second finger. Third. Fourth. Fifth. The whole right arm, right hand, right arm, right shoulder, right side of the chest, right side of the upper back, the whole right hand to right chest, alive, with pools of sensations everywhere. Shifting attention to the left arm and hand, the left hand, arm, shoulder, left side of the chest and upper back. Left hand to left chest, alive, with a vibrancy of sensation. Shifting attention from the left arm and chest to the right side of the chest and right arm. Back to the left, back to the right. Then sensing both arms, both hands, both lungs, both sides of the chest and upper back together. Both arms together. Sensing the whole torso from shoulders down through the chest, the abdomen, upper back, middle back, lower back, and the multidimensional space in between the front and back of the body. Bring your attention down below the surface of the skin into the wide expanse and the internal space of the body. Giving attention to the large intestine. And all the internal organs residing in the torso. Sensing the pelvis. Thighs like two orbs of sensation, letting the signals from the body come to you. As you give them the warmth of your attention, subtler and subtler sensations become apparent. Like pulsation and throbbing, tingling and twitching, noticing sensations in the knees and legs, all the way down into the feet. What signals, what messengers from the body are arriving in your field of awareness? In the field of awareness that you are. Is there light? Is there color to these sensations, texture? Are they moving? Are they still? Sensing the vibrancy of aliveness in throbbing, in aching, in pleasure, and tingling, in all sensations, in the feet and the legs, the thighs and the torso, from the pelvis on up. In the arms and the hands, perhaps the sense of form, the form of the body begins to melt away, giving way to sensations that arise and dissolve, arise again and dissolve again, like shooting stars in the night. Moving through a great expanse of space, to be noticed for a moment and then gone. Noticing sensations moving through the expanse of the throat, the neck. Spilling into the space inside the head, behind the mouth, behind the nose, behind the eyes, below the crown, in between the ears. Moment by moment, perhaps the physical boundary of the body seems to evaporate or melt away. And there's simply the space that you occupy, with all kinds of sensations moving through it, showing up in it, then disappearing in it too. Breath again. How it too moves through the expanse that you are, the space that you are. Breath arrives, moves through, and leaves. How curious. And in this space that you are, can you locate? Can you locate a sensation of tight or tightness? Maybe there are a couple different spots, giving your attention to them, tight or tightness. Then locating its opposite. What is the opposite of tight for you? Loose or supple or at ease? Locating loose somewhere in the body. Shifting your attention and locating sharp. Where in the body, in the internal space, do you locate a sensation of sharp? Sharpness. Then shifting to its opposite. Perhaps dull. What area of your body do you experience a sensation of dull? Not sharp. And shifting your attention back and forth a couple times. Sharp, dull, dull, sharp. Then sensing both at the same time. Then letting this pair of opposites dissolve. Witnessing the effects of giving attention to these opposites in your whole body and mind, in the sense of your presence here. Alive. Present, awake and aware of your own experience, whether the body's asleep or awake. Aware of your experience here. Aware of any visiting emotions. What emotion is visiting with you tonight? What tone? What flavor of emotion? Maybe it doesn't have a word or a label. Those are not needed now. Simply tend with your attention to the feeling, how it feels. Aware of thoughts. Just like the breath and sensations, thoughts coming and going in the field of awareness that you are. Beginning to gather and collect your attention towards a journey of visualization. It's not just through images that it comes to you, but experiential through sounds and fragrances and the feeling. Seeing yourself walk out into a trail through the woods laid out in a perfect autumn scene. Take a moment and pause on this trail to take in the sight, to smell the freshness and feel the crisp air in your nostrils and your lungs. The animal calls and movement. And keep walking up this trail, up towards a clearing in the woods. When you get to the clearing, in the middle of the clearing, there's a big, wide, safe hole with a ladder climbing down through the earth. You take a look and you know that it's safe, and you begin to climb down the ladder, down through all these layers of ground where you can see sparkling gems and hardened minerals. Climbing down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You arrive at a space. Take a look. What is it like? As you arrive in this space, ask for a guide to meet you. Ask for a guide who volunteers to show you what you need to see, to point you to what you need to know now on your journey. Your guide may be a power animal, an ancestor, a crystal, a gem. Perhaps asking your guide, what is it in your life that needs your attention now? What is it that is departing and no longer needed? What do you need to look at, examine, notice, in order to release and surrender into the present? Ask your guide to show you. What is it that you need to see now, to know now? Ask your guide, what is your wisdom for me now? Thanking your guide and whatever showed up for you. Allowing the insights to simply rest. There's nothing you need to do. Finding your way back to that ladder and beginning to climb up. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Finding yourself at the top of the hole, in the middle of the clearing. Off the ladder now, beginning to walk back towards that trail in the woods that led you to the clearing. Walking safely back through the trail, taking in again this sparkling autumn scene. Finding your way back to where you are now. Back in your lying position. In a yoga nidra practice. Gathering and collecting the signals from the body, the signs and messages from your spirit, from your inner wisdom. Feeling into your presence with all of life. present with breath, present with sensations, present with emotional tone and thoughts, all already allowed into the moment. This moment. Your precious presence. Feeling again a sense of your body, your limbs and torso, the head. Recalling again your heartfelt desire. Perhaps that phrase arises again, 3 times silently within you. Maybe setting an intention for the rest of the evening, for your nighttime sleep, for what comes after this practice. Ending our Yoga Nidra practice with gratitude. What are you grateful for? I wholeheartedly thank you for sharing your presence and your practice with me. Namaste. This concludes our Yoga Nidra practice for this evening. I invite you to transition with great care and ease. And I wish you good night.